listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Couple albums out of the Montreal jazz scene. We wrapped up with a soon-to-be-released project from baritone saxophonist and bassoonist Melissa Pipe and her sextet from her album Of What Remains. We heard Le Port des Anges. She's working with trumpet player Lex French, bass clarinetist Philip Côté, pianist Jeff Lapp, bassist Salon McDade, and drummer Millie Hong. And before that, another project out of Montreal from the trio of guitarist Antoine Bethium, bassist Michael Donato, and drummer Pierre Tanguy. From their album Ellen's Bar, we heard Le Dauphin. And the set started with music from drummer, percussionist, and vibes player Joe Chambers, someone whose credits go back on Blue Note to the mid-60s, and recordings with Wayne Shorter, Freddie Hubbard, and others. This is from his album Samba de Maracatu. We heard Blues to Her, keyboardist Brad Merritt, and bassist Steve Haynes. Well, we'll keep the focus in Montreal, but we'll head back to the early 60s. This is saxophonist Nick Ayoub off his album The Montreal Scene, Report from Cairo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, in our last set, we wrapped it up with a new release from pianist José Luis Martins, originally from Brazil and based in the US since 2019, from his album Reflections. We heard Bolero, and that's his third project as leader, working with bassist Michael Chulusky and drummer George Rossi. Organist Lonnie Smith before that, in a 2004 outing called Too Damn Hot, we heard The Whip, Peter Bernstein on lead guitar. And the set started with music recorded here in Montreal in 1964, saxophonist Nick Ayoub from his album The Montreal Scene. We heard Report from Cairo, with some solo work from trumpet player Al Penfold and pianist Art Roberts. Hey, and just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find links to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca.